neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
You heard about Ner HaMaravi? In Beit HaMikdash, there's a discussion, the middle candle or the second one never was turned off. It was always on. It's a miracle. For how many days? 1,500 days. 1,500 days. So now the question that is brought, which is greater for 8 days of the Hanukkah that we celebrate, or to celebrate for a ner, a candle that never went off for 1,500 days? Which is greater?
1,500 days.
Which one? Hanukkah. Why? Well, how do you estimate that? 1,500 days of a candle will stay on is less important for a jug of oil that burned only for 7 days? Yes? It is? What's the logic? So who kept the light on? To keep the light on for 1,500 days is not a miracle?
No?
No?
It is a miracle.
Why? What's your logic?
There is no logic.
No, you have small logic, small miracle, and we have a big miracle. So just like any occasion that we celebrate, there are many, many things that took place. No, we think the history of the Am Yisrael, some are, we was designated on calendar, and some, no, we even don't mention or celebrate it. No? So, which is greater for a ner to stay on for 1,500 days or for 7 days of, we have, for example, for Elisha and Navi, you know the story? And the wife of Obadiah, that he poured the oil and they kept filling up, no?
Yeah,
that. Right, so when the son of Ahab came and so on, so that's not a miracle?
This is a miracle.
So why don't you celebrate for that?
Well, this one was a necessity for the perseverance of the spiritual. It was a signature of that there is a hope for the spiritual redemption, and it was a symbol of it.
So fine, but it's the same concept. Oil expanded at the time of Elisha and Avi. So the same thing in time of Hanukkah.
There's problems over there. It's a miracle.
Why? It's a miracle, that's the whole concept. Logic.
We came back to Hashem.
I'm sorry?
In Hanukkah, we came back to Hashem.
Okay.
But the other one, no.
No?
No.
But you're always coming back to Hashem.
There was no oil.
No, there was a jug. Okay. It's the same thing. So that's the, all the discussion that with Yosef, you have 50 different. No, actually, the halakha permits these circumstances that the majority of Am Yisrael, they're not in state of purity, they can even light with the oil that is not even pure. That was not a problem. They could have waited. What's a big deal? They could have, even though that, maybe there was status of impurity, when they went to the war, they could have waited. And 7 days, and then make the olive oil, and that's it. So now, what's the answer? At the time of Beit HaMikdash, when the Shekhinah is rested on Am Yisrael, and we're able to see the Shekhinah, so the miracle that took place is not something that you brag about. But when, at the time that Ribono Shel Olam departed from Am Yisrael, and the miracle took place, that's what the miracle is consider us to be reminded. So that means at the time that the Shekhinah is resting on Am Yisrael, so when the miracle is taking place, fine, the Shekhinah is there. But when the Shekhinah is not there at the time that the Yavan was ruling over, then that miracle has to be reminded. So what does that mean? Do you understand the concept? So what is it?
If it is with you, you expect miracles.
Exactly.
If it is not with you, how can you miracles?
Very good. Pasuk Vav. So now here we have in three places in the Torah, Tana Kedusha, there is a melody that is called Shalshelet, zigzag. That the Baal Goreven, he reads these three words, he has a very, very long melody on it. It's called Shalshelet, looks like a zigzag on the top of the word. One of the words that we learn in 2 weeks, Parashat Vayeshev, is Vayema'en. Vayema'en, Persian uses it as Momane'at. He stopped. So what was the case? That Yosef HaSadiq was at the circumstances.
Yosef HaSadiq, he was ready to sin, but he stopped himself.
So what does that mean? So now people go to work, right? Why do they go to work? Why do you go to work? To make a living. Now make something to pay for the bread and so on. Right? But people, they like to get like rich overnight. No?
Yes.
Like one time, one shot.
In the lotto and that's it.
Exactly. Or like one nice stock. Right? Then that's it. So now, what does this shalshelet mean, the zigzag? Yosef HaSadiq becomes Sadiq in one time circumstances. That's what these melodies are screaming. Because there was a moment that through the, whatever, the analogy that he just about to make, he was ready, you know, that's the right thing to do. So then, whatever that happened, he stopped. So now, one time stop, made them the tzaddik, and brought them all the brachot, that today we are benefiting from it, or I'm Yisrael benefiting from it, through the history, because of one time stop. One time. What does that mean? So here we see, we don't celebrate the 1500 days of miracle. Why? Because the Shekhinah was there. What are we celebrating when there was a lack of Shekhinah? Because the lack of really realizing, I do this or I not do this? Because we didn't have the navigator. So now we're celebrating the Hanukkah. Why? Because there's a moment in life that you just do whatever that you think has to be done. And you do it. You say it, you react. You respond. Why? Because that's how you think that you should be taken care of. But here we see this melody, this ta'amim, this song. It's a screaming that in life you have one time chance. One time. If you lose it, then that's it. You lost the opportunity. You could have keep quiet. You could have let go. You could have not get angry. You could have be happy. But here we see that maybe you think, well, that's how I am. I cannot control myself. You know, I'm under pressure. You know, that was the only thing, you know, I could have done.
It means you have to control yourself every minute of your life, because you never know when that moment comes.
So if you don't, so then You lose your status as, what are we called? No, we're called human being. So what's the difference between a human being and, what's the difference? Does he think? So now here, when we don't use our conscious mind, so that means there's a difference between us and something that is not a human being. So now here, why in the Torah will shine in three places you have to scream the moment? Because it's screaming at you. Because you have exactly the same opportunity to grab the moment and make such a opportunity out of it. But if you lose it, then it's gone. It's gone. It's a one-time chance. And that's why here, exactly when we end up the beautiful celebration of the Chanukah and the Mefarshim, they have such a great question about this. We have the Beit HaMikdash 1500 days that the Ner HaMaravi said, so how come we don't celebrate? Yes, of course it was a miracle, but you don't have that big of challenge. But if at the moment that there is a challenge, and then you think twice, and you make sure that what I'm going to do is the right thing to do, then you'll be able to bring to yourself such a blessing. But if that moment is lost, let's say, and that's what exactly we see, that the moment that Yosef HaTzadik, compared to the test that he went through, we can never imagine what he went through. But he got the moment, even though, well, that he estimated and he felt that he's okay to do, was just about to get it done. But he stopped. And that's why we give him a credit, right? Because one time being able to manage himself, he gained such a stability. And that's what, you have to always think, it's not that whatever that comes to your mind, you have to put it out. It's not any plan that you have, it has to get done. Why? Because you might lose, Chas v'Shalom, that opportunity to be able such a beracha. Hashem yizakenu, that Nerot Chanukah will stay with us, and his came without Hashem, b'siyada d'ishmaya, that Hashem Baruch Hu constantly watch us, and we ask for help of Ribono Shel Olam to be able to do the right thing. And Mesameach Abinu Shebashamayim. And Shbaruch Hu Yisakeh Otanu Be Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah in Beit Shelishi. Be Karo. Koel HaNishomot Halel Ko Halelu Ko Koel HaNishomo Nishomo Sheli Koel HaNishomot Halel Ko Halelu Ko Koel HaNishomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.